Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here along with Steve Marks, my producer. How you doing, Steve?
I'm good, Linda.
And we've also invited Dr. Rich O'Neill, our resident psychologist, to come by. And I know that you've been having some difficulty lately with your mom going to a nursing home.
Yes.
And we thought it made us think a lot about that whole
issue. We talked about it quite a bit after a couple of your checkups where you referenced what you're going through. And we realized that there are a lot of us that are going through similar circumstances and the stresses that are involved and decisions that have to be made. And we thought we'd ask you a little bit more about it because one of the topics that came up was, you know, not knowing in some of our cases what the wishes are of our parents as they get older and maybe they're suffering from dementia or something that makes it more difficult to know what their wishes are.
Yeah.
And you were telling us you know, what happened with you, and I thought it was a great example.
Yeah, it was absolutely shocking to me what happened, because really one of the things that I didn't anticipate is overnight my mom went from pretty capable to in a nursing home.
Wow.
Overnight. I mean, she's 95, you know, and you think I would have thought, well, I better be really prepared, and in a way we were, but you really, somehow it didn't sink in. I didn't have all the ducks in a row.
I think sometimes we're in denial, though, if it's a parent that we love, that we don't want to see them in that position of being, you know, unable to make those kinds of decisions or choices.
Yeah, we're basically all opposed to aging. we don't want to know about this
thing. I'm for that.
I'm in that boat. But one of the things that was most shocking to me was when we actually got to the nursing home, she was sent there from the hospital, I had to fill out a form that talked about what did she want done for her. You were telling me before, the advanced directives, right?
Right.
And you have to fill out things like, does the person want to be intubated? Do they want to have artificial feeding if they can't feed themselves through a tube? Do they want to have hydration water, which they can't drink any longer. The one that really shocked me was about antibiotics. I had to check on a form. Do I want her to have antibiotics? Now, that really came home to me. I thought, that put me in this tremendous quandary.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all used to hearing about DNR, do not resuscitate. But beyond that, to hear about all these other questions that are on there is really astounding.
It just shocked me, Stephen. I was in this real turmoil place in me. Do I want her to keep living as long as she possibly can? Because she doesn't have any quality of life really very much anymore. And I thought, how am I going to deal with this? What am I going to do?
Or should that decision, I think that the really, to me, the really upsetting part of that is that the decision falls squarely and fully on your shoulders.
Yes,
then,
and
as
I
to
really
whether
didn't want it. I didn't want it. I didn't want that.
None of us want
that decision. So luckily, years ago, my mom and I and the other people in the family had actually gotten a living will done for her, where she's, you know, specified she wanted me in charge. I was the person put in charge.
So you're the healthcare proxy, because that's another part of
that. The healthcare proxy. I was the person who had to make decisions for her in case she's not capable of doing that. And I agreed to do that. And then I went and I looked at the living will, and she had actually specified she didn't want antibiotics.
Wow.
So I felt this tremendous relief. I thought, oh my goodness, that I don't have to decide. She already decided. So one of the things that was so stressful about this, not that there's not a whole bunch of other things, but was just taken off my shoulders. I just felt tremendous relief. So the message there is, do your kids a favor. It really shouldn't be their decision. You have your own wishes. Let them know. Write it down. Put it in a safe place. So when the time comes, and it might come without warning, they can go and look, and they don't have to make that agonize. It really is an agonizing decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I remember somebody telling me a story about telling the nurse coming in and saying to their mother, you know, do you want them to resuscitate you? You know, and of course, not only didn't she not understand the question,
my mom doesn't
They don't know what to say at that time.
Yes.
You know, it's too late at that point to make that kind of decision.
I think that's the key point, and it's unfortunate that we really need to make those kinds of choices and wishes known way before we're in a crisis.
Yes.
And yet, as is part of human nature, we avoid thinking about those situations.
Right.
We don't want to, you know, it's like buying your tombstone or buying your grave plot. Yeah. It's unpleasant. It seems morbid. And yet, just what you said in terms of doing your kids a favor, doing your loved ones a favor, is really crucial to make your wishes known.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of different vehicles. We have the healthcare proxy. We have the living will. New York State has a form.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a real push of late to try to get more and more people to fill those things out. Even, God forbid, a teenager could have an accident be on.
And Linda, and I'm sure Dr. Rich will say this as well, but I think the most difficult but most important part of it is to have a discussion with your family
about
these things and let them know, because even though you were fortunate enough to find it all on paper, you know, that discussion helps everybody deal with a difficult situation that you hope never comes, but
and then
very
write
well
it down.
May. Right.
Because
right,
we had that discussion literally 20 years ago.
Right.
She's 95.
Right. Good point.
You know, so 20 years ago, we talked about it, but could I remember? Is she going to remember? No, she's definitely not going to remember. Could I remember? No way. You know. So we wrote it down. It was wonderful. And then start to get the paper. One last thing. Start to get the papers in order. A long time. All the things that you know, she's going to run out of money pretty soon. So she's going to be applying for Medicaid to pay for her nursing. Like pretty much everybody's. You need every possible paper you could ever think of. The marriage certificate, your veterans papers, your birth certificate, the death certificate of your father or your mother. If they've everything possible. Start getting them in order. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling your hair out when you got to sit down and do all this.
This seems like something we could talk about many different ways, Linda.
Yeah, I think we'd like to come back and revisit this from different angles, because I think a lot of us, the boomer generation, is feeling very much the crunch and in the midst of things. But thank you so much for your ever-present wisdom, and we'll invite you back to do it again.
I'd be delighted.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.